This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. This is a story about twins rescued from abortion, despite social distancing orders.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide, to claim your free ebook today.
With the COVID-19 virus affecting all aspects of life and state governors calling for all non-essential businesses to shut down, it has many people questioning what is really essential in their lives. Churches have moved to online services, restaurants have creatively switched to pickup service only, and elective surgeries have been put on hold. Unfortunately, in many states, abortion providers are still considered an essential service. Thank God for the very essential pro-life counselors who continue to stand for the life of the unborn. When Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, heard that sidewalk counselors in North Carolina have been arrested and Virginia Governor Ralph Northam made an executive order about their home state, he decided not to walk in fear, but used wisdom. He reached out to Liberty Counsel to get advice on how to safely and legally continue their frontline fight against abortion. Liberty Counsel advised them that they could continue to minister, but needed to maintain appropriate distance between each person on the sidewalk. Recently, the pro-life counselor team was ministering while following social distancing guidelines when a mother and teenage daughter drove up to the abortion clinic. The counselors tried to talk with the teen, and the car door was slammed in their face, but the mother and daughter drove away. Half an hour later, they returned, but this time they drove directly to the counselors who prayed with her, offered hope, and options. The young girl was expecting twins and decided against terminating her pregnancy. Thank God for the sidewalk counselors being essential on the front lines. Pastor Mathenia praised Liberty Counsel for their legal advice. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, said that in the midst of this coronavirus controversy, Liberty Counsel had the privilege to advise pro-life sidewalk counselors who helped a young mother save two precious children. Despite government restrictions, the church must continue to exercise religious freedom and minister to people. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. This is John. For more stories, visit us at charismanews.com and check out the podcast every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.